I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. The death of Osama bin Laden has prompted governments in many parts of the globe to raise their alert levels. That is the case in Europe, where officials have warned of possible revenge terrorist attacks. As The World's Jerry Haddon tells us from Barcelona, Europe has been targeted by al-Qaeda several times in recent years.
At Barcelona's main commuter train station, morning crowds hustle on and off the platforms. Just days after the United States announced it had killed Osama bin Laden, life here seems to go on as usual. But for many, like this train station shopkeeper who didn't want her name used, as usual means remembering a terrorist attack could happen anytime. They can always replace bin Laden, the woman says. For me, the risk level is the same. Even if bin Laden's dead, and I don't know that for sure, nothing has changed. In fact, the official Spanish risk level for terrorist attacks is staying the same, at, quote, elevated high intensity. That's one notch below the highest level. So said Spain's Deputy Prime Minister Alfredo Pérez Rubalcaba yesterday.
Pensamos que es suficiente para garantizar la seguridad del conjunto de los ciudadanos españoles.
He said, we think it's enough to guarantee the Spanish people's safety. That doesn't mean we won't take extra steps. In fact, he said, we're meeting and might adapt more measures. So far, those measures include shoring up embassy security and urging Spaniards living in regions considered more dangerous now to increase their personal security. North Africa is one such region. Marrakesh, Morocco, was hit by a suicide bomber just last week. Most of the 16 people killed in the cafe attack were European tourists.
Más datos de esa noticia que les hemos adelantado, una explosión que se ha escuchado en Madrid.
In 2004, al-Qaeda operatives from North Africa pulled off the group's deadliest attack in Europe on commuter trains in Madrid. 191 people died. But threats to Europe aren't just coming from overseas. Last week, Germany arrested three suspected al-Qaeda terrorists. Police say they are all Germans with dual citizenship elsewhere.
The accused had the mission to commit an attack in Germany. They did not yet have a concrete target in view. While building the explosive device, they were still in a phase of experimentation, as we know after the results of the search.
James Denslow is a security expert at King's College in London. He told Al Jazeera that arrests like these prove that al-Qaeda's loose network of fanatics won't unravel anytime soon, even with bin Laden gone.
I think that we really, this is an invisible war being fought by the European security forces against a very, very difficult problem, a problem from within. And I think that there's almost an inevitability about when the next attack will be and where.
In an alleged last will and testament published by a Kuwaiti newspaper today, Osama bin Laden supposedly urges his children not to continue his jihad. But the slain al-Qaeda leader left no similar message for his worldwide followers. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon in Barcelona.